for coming on with us today, everybody. Appreciate that. This is the Valley Outdoors. We've got Ava's here today.
Of course.
Don.
I'm here.
And me, I'm Eric. We are the Valley Outdoors. We've got a big show today. I mean, this is going to be a lot of fun. We've got Brian Nerbon from the Minnesota DNR. He's a Region 3 Fisheries Manager. And he's going to respond to some of the things we had talked about previously with some of the back and forth going on with Mille Lacs. What's really going on and how is it being managed? So that is going to be a very interesting conversation, to say the least. We've got that. We're going to talk a little about steelhead regulations in the Michigan area. Is it affecting the traffic? So a lot of stuff coming up. You're going to want to hang out. Stay tuned.
Avid outdoorsmen know that heading to the field without all the advantages, not a good idea. Most importantly, a stable shooting platform. Having the right platform can be critical to success. Field Optics Research is the industry leader, offering the most advanced, lightest, and stable tripods on the market. It's stability you need when that once-in-a-lifetime shot is in your crosshairs. Field Optics, the ultimate tripod for hunting, shooting, long-range precision shooting, spotting scopes, and outdoor photography.
Links to Field Research Optics available on thevalleyoutdoors.com.
Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors radio show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference. Hey, Don, Ava, how are you guys doing?
Great.
We're doing great.
I am super excited about this. You know, it's important to have a balanced kind of an understanding when you talk about news. And today we have Brian Nerbon on, which is really going to be cool, from the DNR Region 3, and he's going to talk about the regulations on Mille Lacs and trying to create some balance. What's the opposing view, and what are they going to do?
What can they do?
Yeah.
So we'll let him share that with us.
The numbers are way down. The water temperature is way down. Everything is, but apparently there's not much give. So we'll find out. I don't know. I'm leaving that to be discovered on air. So speaking of regulations, Don, this is one of the things that's come up. I've wanted to talk about this for a while. But what's going on in the Michigan streams? There's been some changes in regulations, and they've moved in the streams to one fish a day in the Michigan streams. And
are you talking about for this fall?
This last period. It's been for about just about a year.
And okay.
So the conversation comes up. Do regulations keep people from fishing? I know in my mind, I know what your answer is. What's your answer?
Well, in my mind, I would say, if it was me, it would say no. Because it's not about keeping the fish, it's about fishing, catching, and enjoying the outdoors. If you have the opportunity to take a fish, I mean, I don't know, does this go across all species?
In this case, it's stream steelhead.
Okay. I mean, there's got to be more to the story.
No. They
just reduced it to one.
They reduced it to one steelhead. Type 3 and type 4 trout streams, and it's basically 1 over 20 inches, and that's it.
And nothing under 20 inches? Has to be over 20?
Has to be over 20 inches. Okay. And, you know, the what I find, and the reason I bring this up, Don, is you have two separate things going on, and it fits into our conversation that we're going to have regarding Mille Lacs. Mille Lacs has gone to the tightest of the regulations at zero take. It's catch and release only. Right now, even last winter, you know, it was a reduced number of people. Business was down 80% with the ice fishing. because the ice fishing was so difficult.
Well, that was because of the warm weather,
right?
Primarily.
Right. And now the summer, business is way off. Way off. Not even in the ballpark. And so really the question comes in, by virtue of how the regulations go into play, how is it affecting the participation in the given outdoor sport, per se? In this case, let's stick with fishing. How hunting's different, but in many ways. But in the fishing side of it, how does that affect? How does that really deal with? And one of the impressions on this particular article is Bob Gwiz off of Outdoor News. And one of the things he said, if you look at it, it's also reduced the social interaction that happens when you do the fishing, because some guys are like, you can't catch any fish. Why go there? You can't keep any fish.
You can't keep any fish. There's a difference.
Right. So prime example comes in. We're heading up to Devil's Lake this coming weekend. If we looked at a lot of areas, one of them was, well, maybe go to Mille Lacs, and they said, you can't keep any fish. And everybody in the group, 10 guys said, forget it. Not going. Let's go to Devil's Lake. So it immediately, that's 10 people for 5 days that out the door. So how is it really impacting the state, but how is it impacting business?
Right.
And
there's going to be an economic impact to it. I think the thing that you have to be aware of is when you got in every state's got a Department of Natural Resources of some sort, they are basing that on the fishery itself and the science and taking care to make sure it's a healthy fishery. I don't know this would be a good question that we can ask later, if they take into consideration the economic impact that may or may not have on the surrounding area.
I think that would be huge.
Yeah.
And there is a way to measure it. It's absolutely a way to measure it.
Yeah.
But I think something has to be looked at in more than just one way. As I always have said, regulations many times create a political football. They're not regulated just for the resource. And
I mean, you say political football, but like I say, maybe through the eyes of the department, they're not looking at it politically at all. They're looking at trying to do the best they can on the resource.
Some situations, that's true. Others, I know for a fact, it's not.
Okay.
Well. And that's the part that always, I'm not going to state what and where and how I know that, but I will just say that it needs to be looked at from more than one angle, and it needs to be transparency, because right now it's unfortunate, but you know, if you look at that area, it's the transparency is not necessarily there, and this is in Michigan, so who knows. But I think it's impacting, it's unfortunate, because trout fishing is an amazing participation and a good way to get kids out fishing too. So tell you what, we're gonna be right back with Brian Nurbon from the Minnesota DNR Region 3 Fisheries Manager. You're gonna want to stick around. Hang tight.